Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And they're kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week, and you get $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. We're talking Penn State Auburn. And Dusty, just in talking sports betting, have you know, I bet Penn State again this week. I've bet them every week. I'm on a streak so far. Doing well with my DraftKings account. Thank you very much.
Hey, they've covered 3 weeks in a row.
And not under, only...
Underdog in week one, yeah.
I had, for the Ball State game, I had the exact margin of victory. And I did 41-10, and it turned out 44-13. Last week, I picked 30-20 for the Auburn game, and it turned out 28-20. So I'm hitting them, Dusty.
And it's great that you have a clairvoyant person like myself getting in first with the prediction, saying 31-21. Really, really bold of you to shave a point off both of those sides, Jim. Congrats.
All right. Thank you. You know, Andy Shea gave me the same kind of response, that his pick was even better than mine. But anyway, let's move on. There's a topic. There were some people at that game who were trying to make me lose my bet, Dusty. And they were the guys in the striped shirts. We can't talk about this game without getting to the officiating. You rightly pointed out between segments, it's good we talked about the team first. It was an exceptional win, a big win for the team. But you still have to talk about this officiating. And what's bad is we will talk about the missed down, but what instigated that was a god-awful call for intentional grounding. And that led into the mess up with the downs.
And from that point forward, every time the head referee came to make an announcement, it just felt like a practical joke was about to happen. Like somebody was pranking. It was like the Buffalo Wild Wings referees came in real life and were officiating this game. I mean, really, really bad performance from that crew. And I saw there was another huge issue in Mississippi State's game. So, Not a banner weekend for the SEC officials. That intentional grounding call on Sean Clifford, that happens 1 to 2 times most football games where quarterback and wide receiver aren't on the same page. Sean Clifford was not harassed. He was not pressured. He was expecting one thing and Parker Washington was expecting another. I could get my 8-year-old daughter to come watch that game and she could understand the context of that play. Nobody, you know, the flag comes out. Nobody thinks to refute that. And then through all that confusion, and I did see on the ABC replay, I'm sure you did too, that so it goes to second and 11, right?
Second and 16,
and they throw it out quick to Jahan Dotson, they get 5 yards. On that play, you can see down on the field that there's a third down on the chains. And so I think with the intentional grounding, the loss of down, whatever, but as was mentioned by ABC's official guy, which I was pleasantly surprised by his position to not be afraid to criticize what was going on the field. And he was basically saying, you know, every official on the field is charged with keeping downs on their own. So for nobody to say, hold up, let's talk about this real quick. I mean, that is a fundamental breakdown across that entire officiating crew and everybody involved, and just not a good start. And there were multiple other bad judgments. I think just objectively bad. Not, you know, this is my opinion that they missed this or they missed that. Just objectively bad, unfavorable calls for Penn State. I think to sum it all up from my vantage point, You know, the officials made this feel a lot more uphill than it needed to be for Penn State. And they really stayed composed and they really stuck after it. And they were really committed to not letting anything, you know, take away their chance to win this game. So I thought Penn State was pretty cool throughout, but they got screwed over multiple times in this one.
Also, it's even worse than you presented it, Dusty. And let me tell you why. When you had the head official who went to the side, told them, change that over from second down to third down, okay? So already he should be thinking, somebody else was thinking it was second down, and I'm pushing it to third. Then you have six other officials who, you know, maybe over the course of the game, they're not paying that close attention because it's not their primary responsibility. But at the point where James Franklin said, hey, wait a minute, hold on, it's only third down. Now you're given a second opportunity, all those officials. And all you needed one of them was to say, hey, wait a minute, guys, can you tell me what those three downs were? I can only recall two of them. Let's go upstairs. And they did say, the replay official said it was fourth down also. But again, does not someone say, this coach is vehemently arguing this point. It's really easy to check. In my family room, I real quickly went to the ESPN play-by-play, and it took me all of about 10 to 15 seconds to find first down, second down, and that was it. So something was amiss, and they completely dismissed that idea. So how bad was this? And the fact that it came right after the terrible intentional grounding call just makes it even worse. And I'm going to go even further here, Dusty. I've heard people say, oh, well, at least the Southeast Conference came out with a statement apologizing. No, they didn't. They came out with a statement, and real quickly, here's what it was. At 11:45, second quarter, Penn State throws an incomplete pass that was judged to be intentional grounding. The crew's enforcement of the penalty erroneously set the down to third. The correct down should have been second. The replay booth was consulted to confirm the down prior to the punt. The replay booth had the down as fourth down as well. The error was discovered during the media timeout that followed the punt, and by rule it couldn't be corrected at that time. They don't say, we screwed up. Our official screwed up. No, they just said, oh, it was labeled as third down, like it just popped up randomly. Nobody's responsible for doing it. So how could they not say, oh my God, did we screw up? Those guys are going to be suspended until there's a further investigation, not just into the fact that they made a mistake, but the whole process that could allow minimum of eight people, Dustin, to not know what down it was.
I think a lot of them were busy checking their DraftKings sportsbook to see how their Auburn plus 5.5 was faring in the scheme of this game. and you bring up a good point, too. Okay, what happens next? An egregious error, and I'm sure however the SEC goes about grading their officials, this isn't the only failing grade that I think they'll get in this game. But this was egregious, and it was everyone, and it was whether that was groupthink or nobody really speaking up when they thought something smelled fishy. Nobody listening to James Franklin. Why would James Franklin be arguing that this was only third down if he didn't think that it actually was? I mean, I just thought not good all along the way. And you're right, that was not an apology. That was a statement of a series of facts. I would love to know when a crew makes an error like this, a preventable error like this. This wasn't a judgment call. This was procedural, and everybody screwed it up. What do you do with these guys? Do you suspend them? Do you not bring them back? Do you demote them to lesser games? What do you do when they don't meet a very standard area of competency? Keeping track of downs is one of the most fundamental things you need to do throughout a game. It's like an umpire never knowing what balls and strikes or how many outs there are. Like, if you can't do that, what's next for you? And I'd love to know. I don't know the answer to that.
Does not the commissioner of the Southeast Conference or their head of officials, somebody, owe a much, not just a much better explanation, but also we don't allow this. We can't allow this. We can't have this happening. So that they're either the crew is suspended. Something has to happen. And again, as you said, it was a statement that was made. And there's like no concession that it was even their fault. It was just, oh, it happened, by the way. It was erroneously set the down to third. It wasn't our official screwed up and changed the down. That, even if you don't want to use that strong word, you've got to say it will be investigated. We're going to look into this. We're going to make sure this doesn't happen again because it's so egregious. And, Dustin, we haven't even hit so many other mistakes that they made in this game. The fake punt, the whistle never blew till Mustafer was well past the first down marker. It wasn't even close. Now, you could argue that they should have blown the whistle earlier, but the fact is they didn't. And the intentional or potential intentional grounding later on from Bo Nix, the Brandon Smith penalty for hitting Bo Nix on the sideline where he barely touched him. It was bad officiating, wasn't it?
And it really did. After that, you know, that first blunder, and you could just feel the energy in the place, like everybody preparing themselves for what stupid thing was going to come out of the official's mouth next. And, you know, Bo Nix, like that was intentional grounding. If Sean Clifford's was intentional grounding, that was absolutely grounding on Bo Nix. I don't know how you call one without calling the other. Bo Nix, a pretty savvy move on the sideline there, just kind of tiptoeing and staying close enough to the field of play to maybe draw a hit without necessarily risking himself. And I mentioned in my notes to you, Joe Burrow did the same thing. Joe Burrow, and by that I mean future Sean Clifford, did the same thing in the Bengals game as they played the Bears. Really just kind of let up and eased himself out of bounds to draw an aggressive move from the defender. Barely touched, did a little acting, and got the whistle there. I thought the PJ Mustafer calling a 320-pound guy down or giving up on that play because there's a scrum. And the guy holding the ball weighs 320 pounds. This is not a 150-pound punter. This is an enormous guy. Like, it's gonna take 15 dudes to bring him down. And you're giving up. The officials watched that play, and they gave up on it before it was over. They might not have blown the whistle, but in their head they did.
It was terrible. And the best line, I'm stealing this from a message board. Next year, Penn State will be down at Auburn. There'll be Big Ten officials. And to make up for those mistakes, you could count on the Big Ten to make mistakes again against Penn State to make up for it. Dusty, we got more in the fourth quarter. Stick around for that.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.